So again, taking a few moments just to come home to the body. To settle into the body and get that felt sense of the body sitting. The body sitting and the body breathing. Steadying the awareness on the simple rhythm of the breath for a few moments. Just connecting to the experience of inhaling and exhaling. And then as the samadhi becomes a little more steady, inviting the awareness now to connect with the contact of the feet with the floor beneath you, and to notice sensations of hardness, of pressure, of pushing, the earth element within our own bodies is the experience of everything that is solid and resistant, everything that gives us form. So noticing the weight of the body, the feet pressing into the floor. The contact of the sitting bones with the cushion or the bench or the chair. Sensing into the solidity, heaviness, hardness, pressure, pushing of the sitting bones in contact with the supports beneath you. Tuning into any experiences of heaviness, of solidity, of hardness, anywhere throughout the body. Perhaps you can sense the hardness of the bones. Or the teeth. The fingernails. Or the toenails. Continuing to tune in to any qualities of hardness, of solidity, of heaviness or contraction, pressure. Noticing these as the elemental quality of earth. And just as we can know this hardness within our own body, we can also connect with the hardness outside the body. Noticing the hardness and the rigidity of the floor beneath us. The hardness, the firmness of the cushion or the chair beneath the sitting bones. This same quality of earth in the body and outside the body. This is the experience of the earth element. Now we call to mind the water element within the body. That which is liquid or flowing or sticky. Letting the eyeballs move from side to side. And noticing that fluid movement of the eyeballs in their sockets. Noticing the saliva in the mouth as you swallow. And then after each swallowing, the saliva gradually fills the mouth again. You might notice mucus in the nose. The experience of moisture in the in-breath and the out-breath. And if awareness is refined, you might notice that there's more moisture in the out-breath than the in-breath. Perhaps you can notice the pulsing of the blood through the veins in certain areas of the body, perhaps the wrists or the knees or the neck. Perhaps there's some sweat somewhere on the skin. A slight clamminess in the fingers or the hands. Maybe there's some awareness of liquids in the stomach. Well, the pressure of urine in the bladder. Knowing that these same qualities of water in the body are also present in the atmosphere around you. Moisture in the air. Sometimes falling as rain, like the brief shower we had earlier. And our body is completely dependent on this water element. Sensations of liquidity, fluidity, stickiness, cohesion. This is the water element. Now we pay attention to the fire element in the body. The experience of temperature, of warmth or coolness, metabolism, digestion, and energy. Tuning now into any experience of heat or coolness throughout the whole body. On the surface of the body, deeper into the body, experiences of heat, of warmth, or of coolness. Noticing the cooler air as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, that air is just slightly warmer. Noticing fire as the processes of metabolism. Perhaps some warmth in the stomach area as it works to digest food. And if mindfulness is very refined, we might notice at times tiny electrical pulses associated with thought. A pulse of energy just before we change position. Or perhaps at times a little twitch or jolt of energy in the legs or the arms. All of these can be known as the fire elemental quality, heat, energy, metabolism. And knowing that our body is totally dependent on temperature, Just as our own bodies have areas of warmth and coolness, everything in the external world likewise has a temperature of warmth or coolness. Inside, outside the body, no different. Heat, warmth, coolness, cold. This is the experience of the fire element. Now we come to the most subtle of the element qualities, the quality of air within the body. The air in our lungs, the air in other body cavities. We're aware of the breathing, of the air flowing rhythmically in and out. Perhaps too there's some air in the stomach or the intestines that's calling your attention. And as you scan through the body, you might on some level be able to sense into the cavities within the body, the orifices, the openings, the areas of space. The air elemental quality also stands for movement, for motion, for vibration. You might notice the nostrils flaring and narrowing with each in-breath and each out-breath. The lungs expanding and filling, and then contracting and emptying. Perhaps the sensation of the air flowing against the skin. Air we breathe in, the air we breathe out is the same air shared by every living being. And this body is completely dependent on the element of air. Letting go now of directing the attention to any elemental quality in particular. And let the awareness connect naturally with whatever experience in the body is predominant. Seeing if you can know it in terms of one of these four elements. Opening now to the constantly changing interplay of all four elemental qualities of earth and water, fire and air.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.